Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, the second day of the week. And in the second Aliyah of Parashat Re'eh, we have 18 psukim. In the last Aliyah, we heard that korbanot must only be brought in the Beit HaMikdash. In this Aliyah, the Torah tells us that it is mutter to shecht cattle to eat. We are also reminded in this Aliyah that blood may never be eaten. And the Aliyah continues to discuss different sorts of ma'asrot and other kadosh foods that may only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Again, in this Aliyah, Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael that if they want to eat meat, but not bring the animal as a korban, it's no problem. In the desert, they were only able to eat meat that was brought as a korban shlamim, but once they enter Eretz Yisrael, they may eat meat whenever they want, even when it's not brought as a korban. However, the animal had to be shechted, and how is it shechted? The Torah tells us in Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, V'zovachta mibkarcha, umitzoncha asher natan Hashem lecha, ka'asher tziviticha v'chulei. You have to shecht the animals that Hashem gave you, ka'asher tziviticha, in the way that I have commanded you. And that expression, that you must shecht your animals, ka'asher tziviticha, is strange. Where in the Torah did Hashem command us to shecht? Why would the Torah say that we must shecht animals kasher tziviticha if He didn't command us anywhere? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quoting the Gemara in Masechet Chulin Daf Chavchet Amud Bet, says that Hashem did command us, but not in the Torah Shebichtav, rather in the Torah Shebal Peh. We know that the Torah Shebal Peh was given on Har Sinai together with Torah Shebichtav. So when the Moshe says in the name of Hashem that Hashem commanded Bnei Yisrael about shechting kasher tziviticha, of course He did, but not in the written Torah, in the oral Torah. However, we must ask a question on this Rashi and on this Gemara. The Torah Shebal Peh was given about the entire Torah. Hashem could have said kasher tziviticha about any of the 613 mitzvot. The Torah could have said that we must eat matzah kasher tziviticha, we must shake a lulav kasher tziviticha, etc., etc., etc. Why would the Torah choose shechita specifically as the mitzvah to express kasher tziviticha? You must shecht an animal in the way and in the fashion and in the manner that I commanded you in the Torah Shebal Peh. Why did the Torah choose shechita to teach that lesson? Every mitzvah has details and specifics in the Torah Shebal Peh. Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986, the great Rav Moshe Feinstein, asks this question in his Drash Moshe, and he answers in the following way. Says Rav Moshe, since this mitzvah is related to eating, Kedei sheyizkiru b'chol rega de'ika Torah Shebal Peh, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, the idea that there is a Torah Shebal Peh, the value and significance of Torah Shebal Peh, is something that has to be remembered and highlighted all the time. Not only about matzah or lulav, but we must recognize always and remember always the fact that that without Torah Shebal Peh, the entire Torah would be incomprehensible. Without Torah Shebal Peh, we would not be able to completely observe any mitzvah. This concept and this idea is highlighted in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat Daf Lamed Aleph. We hear the story of the ger, the convert, who came to Shammai and said, I'll become a convert on the condition that I only accept the Torah Shebichtav, not Torah Shebal Peh, and Shammai kicked him out. When he went before Hillel, Hillel said, no problem. And on the first day, Hillel taught him, this is an Aleph, this is a Bet, this is a Gimel, this is a Dalet. Beautiful, he learned it all. As the Gemara tells us, the next day the man came back and he showed him the Dalet and he said, okay, this is an Aleph. Or he showed him the Tuf and he said this was an Aleph. He showed him this letter and he said it was that letter. And he switched it around completely. And the Ger said, wait a second. Yesterday you told me that this is an Aleph. Yesterday you told me this is a Bet. And said Hillel, absolutely. Just like you must believe me when I tell you this is an Aleph and this is a Bet and this is a Gimel, you must believe me about Torah Shebal Peh, not just Torah Shebichtav. It's the Torah Shebal Peh that teaches us the very way to read the letters, to read the words, to read the psukim. So of course we need Torah Shebaal Peh, not just in that specific mitzvah. We can't just remember it in that specific mitzvah once a year or once a week or even once a day, but always, always and constantly. And that is the answer that Rav Moshe Feinstein gives for us as well, by reminding us Kasher Tziviticha regarding Shechita, by reminding us Kasher Tziviticha every time we eat, we focus on the importance of Torah Shebaal Peh in everything we do, and in every mitzvah that we perform. Have a wonderful day, everyone.